What a great day for a message from the Lord, huh? Let's give thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for the message that you prepared for today, Lord, for us. We just pray that it brings us all closer to you. And Lord, if anybody here doesn't quite yet know you, may today be the day, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, well, today my message is titled The Perfect Gift. And the reading from the Word comes from Romans 6:23, and it reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Who's glad Christmas is over? I am. We love Christmas, but sometimes we get caught up in the worldly perspective of Christmas, right? All the presents, instead of His presence. And it's a lot of work. And we're all looking for that perfect gift, right? I don't know if this could be the perfect gift, but it's not very well wrapped, but it might be the only present that I wrapped this year. That's not true. I wrapped one present for my wife. Who all remembers the old jingle? A lot of young people here. Some of you might remember. Remember after Christmas, there always be that song, that jingle on TV. Everything you wanted, but didn't get Christmas. It's on sale now at Sears, remember? Sears. And the Sears had the great catalog. As a kid, oh, man, you just flip through the catalog. I would circle everything I wanted. I don't think my parents ever saw it, but I'd circle everything I wanted. But we never get what we want, right? Top 10 and top worst gifts. The most expensive Christmas gifts have been, I usually have a few of them, a $10.3 million diamond, a $200 million yacht, a $1.5 million Tesla model, actually given from Elon Musk to a friend of his, not the kind of Tesla you can buy at the dealership, $30 million diamond necklace, a castle for a Christmas proposal, wow, now that's a proposal, $75 million Rolex. Jeff Bezos gave a Christmas gift, a $42 million private jet. We're not getting any of those, guys. I ain't giving any of those either. Okay, so let's see if you gave any of these. Maybe you received some of these. These are the worst presents. Underwear. Gift cards. I'm famous for those. Calendars. Candles. Some people love candles. Cleaning tools. Don't give your wife a vacuum, guys. Sweaters, exercise equipment, picture frames, socks, fruitcake, books, ties, Ed's favorite, pets. I think Ed's still waiting for a puppy because I gave Cameron and Katrina a puppy, so I think he wants one too. And of course, the old, we've all done this. We've all done this. The old re-gifting. Re-gifting. None of them, they'll pale in comparison to what the Lord can do, right? So because I'm an attorney, and don't hold that against me, but, you know, I always like to think of legal definitions. I mean, let's not forget, I mean, this is just one dictionary called the Black's Law Dictionary. Every attorney has this. You have to buy it in law school. It gives you all the legal definitions of, well, legal terms. And what's cool about the law, I love the law. What's cool about the law is that it's pretty exact. Everything has a definition. I mean, Brad remembers from, you know, his days as a police officer that even crime has a definition. Every crime has a definition and an element that has to be met in order to be prosecuted for it. Well, this is the greatest law book ever written. And unlike the world's law book, this has infinite wisdom. And it's full of what? It's full of promises. It's full of covenants. Covenant is just a fancy word for a contract, right? Or a promise. We all know what CC&Rs are if you rent or have a condo. CC&Rs are covenants, conditions, and restrictions, right? There's no restrictions here, folks. Just freedom. Freedom right here. There's a lot of covenants. a lot of promises, and a lot of gifts. A contract has three elements in law. It has an offer. It has an acceptance. In order to be valid and binding, it must have consideration. What's consideration? Well, if I tell Rick I'm going to mow your lawn, and he says, okay, and I don't, well, that's not really a contract because there's no consideration. If I had said, I'm on your lawn, and he says, I'll give you $5, and he does, I'm in contract now because he gave me $5. A gift, on the other hand, is different. A gift only has three very simple elements: the intent, the delivery, and the acceptance. What's it missing? It's missing consideration. That means you have nothing to do with it. Like Randy said earlier, you can't earn it, can't work for it. You have no part in it. If I drop off this gift at somebody's house, it's not a gift yet until you accept it. If I hand it to you, you might say, nah, I know what's in there. It's from Dave, probably a gift card. You must accept it. Ephesians 2:9 says, not by works, so that no one can boast. There's nothing you can do for a gift. Okay, so the gift. I wrapped one present this year. And it was a waffle maker for my wife. She's been waiting for it for years. But I don't take hints very well. She finally got it. Not the perfect gift, but it was very personal. Gifts can be very personal. Or they can be very unpersonal. A lot of times I give unpersonal gifts. I don't put a lot of thought into it, I'll be honest with you. My wife puts a lot of thought into them. But the gift giver tells you what kind of gift you're going to get, right? When Amber first came to this church, she had just met Shauna De Silva at Teresa's school, and she asked her this question. She said, if you were to die today, how sure are you going to heaven? It's a great question. It prompted the conversation for her to come to church. And then I came, and the rest is history. How sure are you that you're going to heaven when you die? So why do we give gifts? Sometimes out of obligation, right? Christmas, you got to do your obligatory Christmas gift. Birthday, sometimes Valentine's, you love somebody. But we're not perfect. Our gifts are not perfect. Our gifts don't last forever. Our gifts sometimes are not gifts. We think they are, but they're not. They might come with a condition. For example, there was recently a big lawsuit for a gifted ring that the guy wanted back. It was an engagement ring, and the marriage didn't go through. Very expensive ring. He wanted it back. So there they go to court. I knew the outcome. There have been many cases like these before. And what the court found out is that it was not a gift. Why? Because there is a condition. The condition was, I'll give you this ring if you marry me. Might not have been said during the proposal, but it's understood. That gift, not a gift, was revocable. Thank God for us, God's gifts are not revocable. Romans 11:29, for the gifts and his call are irrevocable. What else do you know about the gift? Well, again, let's go over the elements. It's got to be an intent to give you the gift, the delivery, and the acceptance. Well, God's intent to give us a gift has been foretold many times. In the Old Testament, you can find many, many prophetic verses about his gift to us. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our inequities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Wow, what a perfect gift. But there's more. See, this gift lasts forever. How many gifts do you have from last year that you still have? Or from 5 years ago, 10 years ago? My wife gave me a, you all have probably like Oral-B toothbrushes. I think she bought it at Costco, I don't know, maybe a decade ago, at least 5 years. They don't last forever. This year came off the hook. Okay, get another one. Well, not my wife. She registers everything, and she send in her email, and they give her a new one. I was amazed. Well, nevertheless, it won't last forever. Only one thing lasts forever, and that's eternal life. So what would be the perfect gift? There's a lot of examples of perfect gifts. But again, who's the gift giver? Is it a gift from your rich uncle or your poor aunt? You know, when I was a kid, I had a well-off uncle and a very poor aunt. As a kid, we joke about how her gifts were kind of symbolic. And we all look forward to the rich uncle's gifts. Sometimes for a trip to Disneyland or something very nice. I look back and I think of my aunt's presents now, looking back as a grown-up. And I really love them because they were so personalized. She lived in Tijuana. She was poor. But, man, she would take the time out to pick the perfect gift for you, even though it was a cheap gift. As children, we don't always recognize that. Nevertheless, you know, we all really have the gift from the rich uncle. We all wish the rich that a Bezos was our uncle. But gifts are gifts. You probably don't even remember what you had in the last couple Christmases. Well, God's gift is much more than that. God's gifts include time, eternal time, joy, peace, wisdom. How many of us would like to have just more time? You know, when you're young, you don't think about it. You start getting older, you have some health issues. You think about time. How about health? Some of you might want, maybe they want a spouse for Christmas, a reconciled relationship. Maybe for Christmas, what you wanted was just health. Maybe for Christmas, all you want is to see that long-lost relative or the child you haven't spoken to for a while. Or happiness, joy, or peace. Things the world cannot give us. John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Amazing. The gift of his one and only Son pales in comparison to what we could do. Who's the gift giver? It's God. Don't you expect more from God? Of course you do. Expect the best. Expect perfection. Only God can give you perfection. Only God can give you what you need. So I was watching a short video. Actually, my wife and I were both watching it. I was trying to get some ideas. What does the world do to give gifts? You know, sometimes we go through great lengths. And I'm not talking about buying a gift card or wrapping a present, but some people go to great lengths for a gift. There's one story about a lady whose friend had a kidney disease. And she thought, well, you know, maybe I'll give her my kidney if the blood matches. It was like one of her closest friends. It's pretty crazy to give a kidney. Would you consider giving a kidney? Pretty big deal to do. Well, this lady went on, and there's a lot that goes to giving a kidney. I mean, you've got to get tested. You've got to get prepped. You're going to surgery. I mean, it's a huge deal. As it turns out, her friend ended up not needing a kidney. It was a miracle. She didn't need a kidney. But what had happened is that she had already committed to give her kidney with what's called it's basically like a exchange. So if your blood type doesn't match your friend that you want to help out, you can give your kidney to a kidney bank, basically, and then they take one from another party and give it to your friend. So in essence, you're actually giving your friend your kidney, just getting a different match donor. Well, once her friend got better, she didn't need to do that anymore. I mean, you know, maybe I'll give a kidney from a wife, right, baby, or a friend. But who's going to give a kidney to a stranger? People do. Well, guess what? She decided to go ahead and go forward and give that kidney to a perfect stranger. That's crazy, right? And, of course, there were times when she probably regretted it when they were prepping her for surgery. I mean, things go through your head. You could die. What if you need the other kidney? But guess what? Even that kidney is going to give you a few more years of life. Whatever it is, you're going to die eventually. We're all going to die. But eternal life, now that's a gift. John 4:10 says, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given it you living water." It's living water. It's water that heals not just here, heals eternally. It's not just time. It's eternal time. It's not just health. It's infinite health. It's the perfect gift from the perfect gift giver, from our perfect God. She went through a lot of trouble for that kidney. How much trouble did God go for you? We have the intent, the delivery. You know, we all want to live forever. Like the rich young ruler, there's a Netflix series right now about some rich guy who wants to do everything he can because he thinks he can beat death. He actually thinks he can live forever. And he's spending millions, maybe more, in everything he can do. And according to him, his bio life is much younger than his real life. I mean, it's crazy. It's like putting a rebar and trying to stop a landslide. He's going to die no matter what. Nothing lives forever except through Christ, eternal life in Christ. Well, you know, your gift could be delivered in person. It sure is nice when somebody delivers a gift to you in person, right, with a hug. Different than if it's just shipped to you. Sometimes we have to do that. My daughter had to be in L.A. this Christmas. We had to ship things. She's not the same. So how personal was God's gift to you? Does he know what you need? Of course. How much effort was put in delivering this gift to you? Well, I'll tell you, the gift was not just wrapped like I did. The gift was wrapped in a perfect way and then delivered on the cross. Do you want to live forever? Do you want to live with God? Or do you think you're not going to die? Or, like a lot of people, do you think that when you die, that's it? It's okay. I'm going to die. I won't be around, but you will. For you see, the wages of sin is death. Who here has not sinned? We've all sinned. Even if Adam hadn't passed on the sin nature to us, how long would it have taken us to sin? Everybody's a sinner. I remember Carl Knott was speaking a while back, and I talked to him afterwards, and he says, it doesn't mean that Christians are sinless. It just means that we sin less. Instead of being slaves to your sin, you're now slaves to Christ. So again, like Shauna asked my wife, if you die today, how sure are you of going to heaven? When was the last time that you were offered a perfect gift? The gift. Let's look at it. In Luke 2:6-7, it was wrapped in clothes, just for you. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room, no guest room available for them. The perfect gift, not the one from this Christmas, not the one for next Christmas, the perfect gift personalized for you and for me. Not wrapped in paper, wrapped in clothes. Well, you can't just wrap it, you've got to deliver it. And God knew the perfect way to deliver it to us. There's no other way. You know, I know, time. I was going to read some of the passages of when Christ was brought to the cross, when he had to carry his own cross, the lashes that he got. You all probably seen Passion of the Christ. You know, it's a perfect title for it because there's so much passion in it. He died with so much passion for the joy that was set before him because he knew that you'd come to Christ someday. And if you haven't yet, you know what? If you're here today, he knew you'd be here today. Maybe today's the day. Delivered to you in swaddling cloths. But see, there's more than that. We must be reconciled. And because we're sinners, and one of my favorite verses is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Is that insane? Well, we are still sinners. You know, it'd be like the lady with the kidney, giving a kidney, not to a stranger, but somebody who hates her. Somebody who didn't believe in her, who didn't want her. Can you imagine? If you died today, how sure are you? All right, I know there's two big football games going on today, so let's wrap this up, but let me just say one thing. The intent, God intended to give you a gift. The delivery, it's right there on the cross. There's only one thing you have to do to make that gift a legal gift, an actual gift. You must accept it. Have you accepted it today? Have you accepted it in the past? If you've accepted the gift already, then you know. You know you've got the perfect gift. And what do you do with the perfect gift? You share it. You talk about it. We have the perfect gift. But there might be somebody out here today, maybe somebody watching, that hasn't yet accepted it. know that God's gone through a lot of trouble for you. He wrapped it up. He put it on a cross. So, Dave, here it is. Do you want to be forgiven for your sins? Because like we heard before, we have choices. Your sin, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you died on the cross for us, Lord, that you sent your only begotten Son just for us, that you personalized it for us, Lord, that you and only you can forgive all of our sins, Lord. If there's anybody here that's not sure yet that they're going to heaven, let today be the day they accept the perfect gift. Amen.